The Arizona Department of Corrections has stopped housing death row inmates in solitary confinement. Instead, they're now allowed to go outside, meet people face-to-face, and eat with other prisoners rather than in their cells. Michael Kiefer has written about this. He's a senior reporter at the Arizona Republic in AZ Central. He covers justice issues. And Michael, what led to this change?
I think in order to talk about how it came about that they were taken out of solitary, we probably talk about why they went into solitary. This goes back to the 90s when we were in the midst of a nationwide tough on crime philosophy. There was a point in the late 90s in which then Governor Fife Symington decided that perhaps prisoners should work on chain gangs. Death row inmates were in fact working on chain gangs. And what happened was in 1997, there was an incident in which a woman who had married one of the death row inmates decided to try to spring him while he was working on one of these crews. She showed up in a car right outside the fence with an automatic rifle and started firing. In the return fire from correctional officers, her husband was wounded as he was running for the fence, and he asked the wife to finish him off, which she did, and then the correctional officers killed her. But at that point, it was decided that all of the death row prisoners would go into this new unit, in the Browning unit, which is a maximum security unit. They don't tend to call it solitary confinement, but it pretty much amounted to that.
So what led to the decision to change that? I mean, why are these death row inmates now being taken out of these, what DOC is not calling solitary confinement?
There are two things. One, it is a trend that is now happening because prison systems are discovering that it is more economical. It is better for the prisoners. They are healthier mentally. That deprivation of human contact takes a toll. The other part is that there have been a number of lawsuits, including one here. Now, Arizona was already in the process of looking into going to close custody instead of this maximum security for the death row inmates. Now, the move started over the summer. As I mentioned, there was a lawsuit going on as well that was filed alleging Eighth Amendment violations, you know, cruel and unusual punishment. That was settled in March of 2017, and they were moving, as I said, they were moving towards that. The move took place in June. Then the day before Thanksgiving, the Department of Corrections invited me to go down and visit death row. There were maybe 20, 30 men on a dirt field the size of a football field. We went back in, and I sat down and interviewed one of the inmates who marveled at the fact that he was able to sit across from someone and shake hands. He told me that when he was first moved over, the first day that they told him they were going to have chow, he assumed they would be bringing food to the cell. Instead, they let all the prisoners out to line up. His remark was that he didn't know what to do with his hands because every time he had been out of his cell for 20 years, they were handcuffed behind him. I spoke also to correctional officers and some of the wardens. Their feeling is that these prisoners, in a way, are calmer, less scary than some of the general population.
It sounds like, based on your reporting and based on what you're saying here, that the move has gone fairly smoothly and that pretty much everybody seems pleased with how it's been conducted and how things are working out. Is that surprising to you?
Maybe it is. Maybe it's something I hadn't considered before. I did think, you know, from communicating with some death row prisoners. They're there for a reason. I'm not going to say that, you know, these men don't deserve to be there. One correctional officer had said that before, when he worked over at the Browning unit, when you'd get the prisoners out, they were like caged animals, confused. Now it is just a calmer situation. And there's an understanding that the prisoners don't want to go back to where they were. And so there's apparently a cooperation so that they don't ruin a good thing. They're still waiting to die. But that's another story.
Do you get the sense that DOC was looking at making this change more for an economic reason or more for a this is better for prisoners and maybe better for the people working with the prisoners, correctional officers, whoever else, prison staff?
That's hard to say. I think the handwriting was on the wall with lawsuits, federal lawsuits elsewhere in the country, including the one here. I think they are realizing, this is what they tell me, that it is less personnel intensive. They don't need people to bring meals to individual cells. They have a quieter, calmer population. I think they are finding out that it is more economical for them.
Michael Kiefer is a senior reporter with the Arizona Republican AZ Central. He covers justice issues. Michael, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.